Audio article from Skofa.com.
Top 9 ways to prep your bedroom for sleep. Medically reviewed by Dozalyn St. Martin, MD. Triple board certified in sleep medicine, internal medicine, and pediatrics. This audio includes the following sections. 9 ways to improve your sleeping environment. Just a few changes can make a difference. Introduction. A night of tossing and turning can leave you frazzled and running on empty. Insomnia is a widespread sleep disorder, with an average of 10 to 30% of the population suffering from it on a regular basis. Many of us excuse away sleeplessness, not realizing that it can take a toll on the quality of your life and longevity. Sleeping is one of those things where the harder you try to sleep, the more difficult it is to sleep. One thing you can do, however, is change your sleeping environment and behaviors. A few changes may be enough to help you encourage sleep to come a little more easily. Not everyone can go out and buy a new orthopedic bed or weighted blankets, so if you're on a budget and you want to prepare your room for sleep, keep on listening. Section 1. 9 ways to improve your sleeping environment. 1. Essential oils. Certain essential oils are ideal for encouraging sleep and relaxation, such as lavender and chamomile. Why not invest in a diffuser and allow the scent of your favorite oil to fill the room, working its magic and enabling you to sleep more easily? 2. Keep your room cool. If you're sleeping in a cold or hot room, you will struggle with sleep. Studies show that the optimum sleep temperature is around 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Evaluate your current bedroom setup and see whether you need to open the window to reduce stuffiness, add or reduce blankets, or look at whether your windows require new insulation. It's also a good idea to make sure the heating is off when you sleep to allow you to breathe more easily. 3. Turn your bed around. Are you directly facing the window when you're sleeping? If so, and if your curtains are a little thin, the sunlight is going to be directly in your eyes, probably waking you up earlier than necessary. Try to move your bed around so that the sunlight is either to the side of you, preferably the side you don't sleep on, or behind you. 4. Invest in comfy bedding. Is your bedding uncomfortable in some way? Is it scratchy, or does it stick to your skin with excess static? Uncomfortable bedding can be distracting when you're trying to sleep, so it may be that you need to change your bedding to something a little cozier. You should also assess whether your duvet is too thick or too thin, and whether you have the right amount of blankets on your bed in the first place. 5. Replace your pillows. Old pillows lose their support and can give you neck ache and even a headache. Over time, pillows also collect dust and other nasties that you don't want to lay on. The general rule is to replace your pillows every 1 to 2 years at the most, so try and think back to the last time you had a new set of pillows and replace them if necessary. 6. Say bye-bye to digital devices. If you have a TV in the bedroom, it's time to relocate it elsewhere. If you have a desktop computer, again, you need to move it. The bedroom is not the place for any technology, and the blue light that these devices emit can play havoc with your sleep routine, tricking you into thinking it is daytime. Avoid taking your phone into the bedroom as much as you can, and avoid using it in an hour or so before you're planning on sleeping. If you need an alarm clock to wake up, invest in the old-fashioned kind, or use your phone, but make sure it's face down and on silent mode. 7. Make your room sleepified. Your room has to feel relaxing and cozy to make you feel in the mood for sleep. Color psychology teaches us that specific colors affect our moods, and if you want to feel relaxed and ready to sleep, you need to look towards pale blues, pale greens, pastels such as lavender, or even silver or gray. 8. Turn your mattress. Your mattress is an integral part of your sleep setup. It needs to be firm but not too firm, and it needs to comfortably support your body while you're sleeping. The wrong type of mattress can easily cause aches and pains, and it can be a distraction to stop you from nodding off in the first place. The general advice is to replace your mattress every 7 to 10 years, but you can flip it over or turn it around if purchasing a new mattress isn't in your budget. 9. Declutter. To be in the right frame of mind to sleep, you need a room that isn't full of clutter. The psychological effect of clutter is well known, so streamline anything you have in your bedroom and create an aesthetically pleasing look, yet not full of knickknacks you don't need. Section 2. Just a few changes can make a difference. By utilizing these 9 easy tactics, you can improve your quality of sleep and wake up feeling rested. However, if you continue to struggle with sleeplessness, you may need to make an appointment to see your doctor. There are programs accessible online that use cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, CBTI, to help you overcome insomnia by adjusting your thought processes and behavior, including how to incorporate a healthy sleep regimen.
We hope you have found this article useful. If you are having problems with your sleep, consult a professional in sleep medicine. Visit SCOFA.com for sleep articles, tools, and to search for a sleep doctor near you. References for this article can be found on SCOFA.com under the article title. Thank you for listening.